ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 22, Text 34. Patra,
Pushpa,
Phala, Chaya, Mula, Valkala, Darubhi, Gandha, Niryasa, Hasmasti, Tokmahi, Kama, Itanvate Patra Pushpa Pala Chaya Mula Valkala Darupi Gandha Niryasa Bhasmasti Tokmai Kaman Vitanvate Patra Pushpa Pala Chaya Valkala Daruki Gandha Niryasa Bhasmasti Tokmai Kaman Vitanvate Atra Pushpa Palachchaya Bhasmasti These trees fulfill one's desires with their leaves, flowers, and fruits, their shade, roots, bark, and wood, and also with their fragrance, sap, ashes, pulp, and shoots. Next verse. Etavaj janma sapalyam dehinami hadehishu Pranayar artayar diya vacha shreya acharanam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 9, Text 42. Om Aganti Midan Tasya Ganam Yamar Shalakaya Shakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deen Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Sinagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kulpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Etavaj Janma Saphalyam Dehi Nam Iha Dehi Shu Pranar Artair Diyava Apsha Shreya Apsharanam Sada. The duty of every living being is to act for Shreya, or ultimate welfare, as distinct from prayas, or immediate welfare, immediate benefit. The Prabhupada gives the example that a child wants to play. That's immediate benefit. But the parents know that he has more important things. He has to study, he has to look to his future. That's long-term benefit. But of course, from the spiritual point of view, that long-term benefit is short-term. The real long-term benefit is to revive one's eternal relationship with Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, like the Goswamis, acted for the long-term benefit of the living entities. Namo Mahavaranyaya. Lord Chaitanya's praise is the most magnanimous. Yet he never opened any hospitals, never opened any chicken farms, never established a program to feed hungry students so they could stay in school, never raised campaigns to help the victims of natural disasters, never opened any orphanages, never did anything of consequence for ameliorating the material conditions of living entities. Such welfare work is praised by those who act for such welfare work are praised by dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. They praise someone who's
busy acting for the mundane welfare of others, and who have no taste for hearing or chanting the glories of the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to act for the ultimate benefit. Shreya Kare or Chandrakada Karana Didya Vujivanam Anandam Vujivartanam Pratipadam Purnamata Shadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Panam Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented that the real welfare work for all living entities is to revive their Krishna consciousness, especially by giving them the opportunity to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And that was his welfare work. The Goswami is also Lokanam Tikaranam Chibuvane Manyoshana. They didn't perform some paltry philanthropic activities to get good publicity. They acted to revive the eternal consciousness of the living being, and therefore they're honored throughout the three worlds. Lokanam Hitakarinam, they actually acted for the welfare of others, and therefore Chibhuvane Manyo, they're honored throughout the three worlds, not by some small time insignificant politicians or journalists, but by everyone. Diva Diva Janapriya, by the ruffians and by the gentle persons. The Goswamis, by their ideal character and by their genuine welfare work of spreading Krishna consciousness, became dear to everyone. So this is Shreya, ultimate welfare, not Preya, the temporary welfare of this material body. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has sometimes said that the neophyte devotee who's ringing the bell in the temple is doing better welfare work than all of the philanthropists and humanitarians of the world. So, etavaj janma safalya. Safalya means perfection. This is perfection. To engage pranayar artayar dhya vacha. Pran means one's life energy. Artha, one's wealth. Dhya, intelligence. Vacha, one's mind. One's words. Prabhupada says elsewhere that if possible, one should give one's life for Krishna. If that's not possible, one's wealth. If that's not possible, suppose I have no wealth, then I can use my intelligence for Krishna. And finally, no, I have not very much intelligence. All right, just repeat these transcendental words, the words heard from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, or the words of the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The acharana, practical activity, sada, always. One should always act for the welfare of others. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada said that one is doing violence. If one doesn't give people Krishna consciousness, then that negligence is a kind of violence. One should try to distribute the message of Krishna as widely as possible. That would be good. I'll stop here and see what kind of questions there are, if any. Mr. Jivananda Prabhu.
I've heard it argued that I've heard it argued that some people in our movement say, yes, but if we do these activities like feeding the poor, helping out when there's a disaster or whatever, it will improve our preaching because the public will see us with a different eye.
That's your idea. But that wasn't Prabhupada's idea. When Jayanta Thakamaraj wrote to Srila Prabhupada that there was a typhoon and the devotees went out and distributed prasad and got good publicity, so should we continue to do this work? And Prabhupada said you should distribute prasad as much as possible, but not to the emergency place. Not to the emergency place. That's not our program. Everyone wants to do that. There was some disaster in Orissa, and everybody was falling all over themselves to be seen helping the disaster work. There was a big poster. Sonia Gandhi was appealing for the campaign for the poor people of Orissa. And there was the reports were, as usual, that the welfare workers were impeded by so many people trying to get in there and do something, that it was just getting in the way. Everybody wants to be seen. Every politician wants to be seen as a great guy, because as soon as there's a disaster, the president flies to the scene of the disaster to show his concern for the poor victims. Huh? Get his picture taken. That's not our duty. When Giriraj Maharaj was president of ISKCON Juhu, he was regularly reporting to Srila Prabhupada on his activities, because practically Prabhupada was the GBC of India. So he said that we're distributing prasad this much quantity and going to the poor areas and so on. And Prabhupada said, yes, can distribute prasad as much as possible, but not to the poor areas. Our business is to distribute prasad to everyone, richer or poorer, not specifically to the poor. Otherwise it becomes karma kandiya, which means mundane fruit of activity, pious activity. And Prabhupada said, do not advertise, we will be self-advertising. The program will be self-advertising. So you have your very intelligent idea about how to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement by doing mundane welfare work to get applause from the public. But the founder of Acharya said, don't do it. So whose opinion should we take, yours or his? Anyway, if you want a good publicity, be a journalism student. Yes?
How do you see that the Prabhupada went from Mayapur and then he saw that all poor people was fighting for Shaman and then he killed? So one day I would hear a lecture that and Srila Prabhupada, out of his compassion, start crying and then say, within 10 miles in that temple, so no one should hungry. So is it true or?
Well, I don't know how much of this. It sounds like maybe more than one thing has been put together, you know, sort of an amalgamation of different things that happened at different times. Prabhupada was very sorry to see people hungry, and therefore he wanted prasadam distribution profusely in Mayapur. And no place in the database does it say that he said nowhere within 10 miles. But it seems attested by reliable persons. But that meant that prasadam should be distributed from Mayapur, or where we go with our sankirtan. That was what it also leads all Jayapataka, not to the emergency place. Prasadam should be distributed from our temple, or where we go when we go for sankirtan. You go for chanting, distribution of the holy name, along with the holy name, the prasadam should be there. Or you go for some preaching engagement, along with that engagement, prasadam must be distributed. Not that Prabhupada just wanted us to send out trucks for a 10 mile radius and drop off care packages with the local schools and orphanages. No. They should come to our temple. That was what Prabhupada told Jayapada Maharshi. And so far from it was the idea that just drop off prasadam somewhere and you're helping people because it's prasadam is so far from Prabhupada's instruction. You've been to the prasadam pavilion in Mayapur that was constructed by Srila Prabhupada's desire. He asked that they build such a thing for distributing prasadam. You've seen that building. So there are those turnstiles, like in the subways or something, you know those, so people have to go one by one passing through those turning things. You know what I mean? There's a little mechanical arrangement. There's like little bars, and people have to go through those turning bars to go in and out, yes? Why is that there? To control the crowd. That's what I thought also. So, that so many people will rush in, so you have to control the crowd with these turnstiles. That's what I thought. But here's what was told to me by Mother Savita Prabhu, who was a brahmachari in Mayapur at that time. Prabhupada was seeing the prasadam distribution, and he gave the instruction that people should be given as much prasadam as they like, but they should not be allowed to take any prasadam out. He said, otherwise they'll mix it with their fish and it will be aparad. He said, so you should check. You know, because people will, they'll, under their cloth, they'll take prasadam out. So you should check that no one is taking prasadam out. There they should have as much as they want, but no one should take any prasadam out. So as Madhusevita's, one of his duties was to check, to see no one is taking prasadam out, and therefore these turnstiles were installed. Now how well does that fit with the picture that Prabhupada wanted us to just go and drop off prasadam for a 10-mile radius so no one would go hungry? They should come to our temple. In Baroda, there's a very nice program. Our Pastor Ghosh Prabhu has instituted. Every day, I think every day, they make a big pot of khichdi. And in the evening, generally some donor is there to sponsor. And in the evening, people come to the temple. And there's a big lawn at the temple. And prasadam is profusely distributed to anyone who comes. Rich people, poor people, any people. Because when you come to the temple, there should be darshan, there should be kirtan, there should be pravachan and distribution of knowledge, books, and there should be prasadam. Mantrihinam ashishtanam, na vidihinam ashishtanam mantrihinam adakshan. Shatavirahitam yajnam tamasam parichakshatam. A yajna in which there's no prasadam distributed is in the mode of ignorance. Therefore, Prabhupada always insisted there must be prasadam. When he was giving classes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night at 26 Second Avenue, there had to be prasadam. Whatever it might be, cut up some apples, there must be prasadam. I was at some Prabhupada was speaking at some church, maybe it was in Boston anyway, maybe it was the Unitarian Church, some church, and he was speaking and there was no prasadam, so he had the devotees. I remember Jadarani sitting there while Prabhupada was speaking and she's cutting up apples because there has to be prasadam distribution. The program is not complete unless prasadam is distributed. And how should it be distributed? As profusely as possible, as opulently as possible. When at one point Prabhupada was pushing book distribution, just leave one or two people back at the temple to worship the deities. One person can stay back in the temple to see to the deity worship. Everyone else can go out and distribute books. It was so much pushing book distribution. And the devotees got the idea that, well, the Sunday feast, then we should, you know, just have maybe two or three preparations so that everybody can stay out in book distribution. And Prabhupada heard about it. Prabhupada said, no, it should be profuse and opulent. You know, so many preparations as they were doing before. So, very important program, prasadam distribution. At our temple, the prasadam should be distributed profusely. But we're not the Red Cross, we're not the Salvation Army, we're not the Green Crescent Society, we're not the Ramakrishna Mission. They may take it as their mission to distribute food to the hungry, but that's not our mission. They're not going to do our work, why should we do their work?
You point out that process should be opulent. So now our case to be seen is, for example, Sunday feast to the really poor. That so we are really lack of that sign, because sometimes we don't pay attention to Sunday feast at all.
Right. So now you know. I'm not the management, but we discuss with the management. Yes? Hare Krishna. Hold on.
Hare Krishna. Many years ago, I had the good fortune to work with Mukunda Maharaj here in Dallas. And many of the devotees probably remember, we had we opened like a storefront, kind of a prasadam distribution serve-out for the needy, for the destitute, and for, you know, basically that was the idea, was to distribute prasadam to those in need. And it was for going on for some time, very, very successful. And we had also received tremendous media coverage, favorable, that we were distributing pure vegetarian foodstuffs offered to the Lord to those in need. And then after that time, I remember we got permission from the city to distribute prasadam. There was some facility not too far, and we could bring prasadam there. I believe it might have even been prasadam that was left over, that had been cooked in quantity, maybe from the Sunday feast, or I can't remember which, that would otherwise have been just thrown out. And so we'd bring buckets there, and there would be just lines and lines and lines of homeless and destitute people getting rid of it. They were serving out so enthusiastically. And then also, went on for several, quite some years, I believe. And it was enlightening to me to see, just like when I used to have the service in the restaurant, to see those transformed, the hearts and the consciousness transformed through the taking the prasadam and the devotees serving out with so much, I think, love and bhakti. So, anyway, I don't believe that's going on anymore here, but that was in the day in the 80s going on quite nicely.
Yeah. My understanding of what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do is different. With all respect for Mukunda Maharaj, but my understanding is different. If you look up in the database, poor feeding, you'll find the Prabhupada said, we're not for poor feeding. It's not a one-time instruction. There are multiple instructions. Do not go to the poor areas. We are not for poor feeding. Why poor? Everyone is poor. Why only the poor then? Why? their meeting.
Compassion, yeah.
Yeah, what about our compassion for the fat cat businessman?
For the what?
Fat cat businessman.
Yes, I think they should get their stop-loss.
Yeah, they're equally needed. They're not less needy than the so-called, than the homeless or the bums, to use the vernacular word. They're not less needy. They have the same problem. They're suffering from the same disease. We're not meant for moving people from the third-class prison cell to the first-class prison cell. If those people, if we really do something for those homeless people, then they'll have nice homes, they'll have good jobs, they'll get a good education, they'll have money, and they'll go to hell.
Except for the mercy of Prasad.
Except for the mercy of Prasad. But that's the same for everybody. The men who already have the homes, already have the cars, already have the money, already have all of those things, are in the same plight. They're not getting prasada. But prasada doesn't just mean food. Prabhupada emphasized, what did Prabhupada emphasize so much? Distribute books. And distribute prasada. He was very happy when prasada was distributed. One time I came to Prabhupada in Vrindavan in his last days, some days after I arrived. Prabhupada asked, has anyone been in, he probably asked, like, what is the report from New York? So I'd passed through New York from Los Angeles on the way. So I was saying to Prabhupada, it's very nice, there's so many brahmacharis, very enthusiastic. Okay, Prabhupada didn't say anything. He said, they're distributing so many books. Prabhupada didn't say anything. I said, well, deity worship is going on very nicely. Prabhupada didn't say anything. I said, they have a nice restaurant. Many people are coming. Prabhupada said, how many people are coming? I sort of gave some idea. Prabhupada said, and how do they like it? And how many preparations? And what are they trying? You know, everything Prabhupada wanted to know. So then I took the cue from that. I said, they have prasadam carts in the city going around distributing prasadam carts. And, what are they distributing? How much are they charging? What are the preparations? How do people like it? How many people? So Prabhupada took it, you know, he took a great interest. In his, same, again in the last days, he wasn't eating, but he was asking, are the devotees getting nice prasadam? So Prabhupada gave great importance to distribution of prasadam. But he gave instructions how he wanted the prasadam distributed. It wasn't after the fashion of the welfare workers, target the poor because that's where they'll get the headline, the favorable headlines. That wasn't Prabhupada's plan, and in fact, he spoke against it. Rich or poor, we make no distinction. You'll find, I'm not making this up. Rich or poor, we make no distinction. The rich man is also poor. Otherwise, our whole movement should be toward the poor. You know, we should be collecting shoes and all the other stuff that the Salvation Army and Goodwill and all of those people do. That's not what we were told to do. And when we put our energy there, then we'll start to think, first thing is we'll think, well, this is not actually our mission, but it helps our mission because it gives good publicity. Next thing we'll think, well, it's not our mission, but it's so important because people are suffering. So we should do this also. Next thing we'll think, this is our mission. People will think that our mission is to go to the poor areas, to be compassionate, to help the needy, to help the orphans, to help the victims of disasters and tornadoes, because if Krishna's devotees don't do it, then where is our compassion for the suffering souls? And in this way, we become another mundane welfare organization. The Salvation Army actually is famous for doing this sort of work. But their original purpose was to spread the glories of the Lord. Still in England, you'll see now and then there'll be like a Salvation Army, a band of people, you know, musical band in the streets singing hymns and so on. That was their original purpose. But now if you go, now as far as anyone knows, at least in this country, Salvation Army are the people that you call when you have some old stuff to give away. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly. Old stuff.
Yeah, when you want to get rid of your old stuff, then you call the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
As I recall, there was a big Thanksgiving, you know, how the Salvation Army and all these people, they are distributing turkeys and some
yeah.
things, and we're distributing a pure vegetarian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is the same business, though. The Salvation Army, when I was a child, I thought salvation had something to do with salvage. Their message was lost. And then our message is that, yes, we're doing the same good work, but vegetarian instead of non-vegetarian. But that's not our movement either. We're not the Vegetarian Society. We don't give a damn whether you're eating vegetarian or non-vegetarian. If you're not connecting yourself with Krishna, then Akayurandriyadharana. What is that? Punjate te turham paham. You're eating sinful reactions. Prabhupada wasn't impressed vegetarian. He said the monkeys are vegetarians. So now our movement is to help the poor, to establish vegetarianism. That's not our purpose. If we spread Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, automatically people will be vegetarian. Why is everyone in this room a vegetarian? For ethical reasons. Because everyone's a devotee of Krishna, so you're automatically vegetarian. We're automatically vegetarians because of Krishna. It's not because Peta got to us or any of these Pita, how do we pronounce it? They got to us and convinced us that it was more ethical, that it was more compassionate. It's just included in the package. You become a devotee. Otherwise, you become a vegetarian, but you're still addicted to sex. You're vegetarian, but you're still addicted to intoxicants. You're vegetarian, but you're still gambling. So then we have to make a campaign, an anti-smoking campaign. We're against smoking. An anti-abortion campaign. We're against abortion. An anti, you know, a temperance campaign, anti-alcohol campaign. We have to help the people who are addicted to alcohol. We have to help the people who are addicted to smoking. We have to help the people who are addicted to drugs. We have to help the people who are violent. We have to help the people who are victims of rape and victims of oppression. Their religions, major mainline religions these days, their work is social work. Their founder came to deliver people from the material world, and his followers are trying to uplift people to a better position in the material world. If that's what we become, then we're useless. Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its savor, then it's what good is it? If it's not salty, what use? So our business is to spread the message of Krishna. If we're not doing that, what's the use of us? If we're just spreading the message of vegetarianism, or spreading the message of a more peaceful way of life, or living in harmony with others, or living in harmony with the land, or 100,000 other things we can campaign for to make this a better world. Our business is not to make this a better world. Our business is to give people a message of Krishna. Then automatically it will be a better world. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to say, it's a lousy world, get out of here. But because you're Krishna conscious, as far as the world can be good, it will be good. But it's bad. The expression is, you can't make a silk purse of a sow's ear. material world is never going to be Sukhalaya. Oh, Prabhupada was so strong on this, actually, that we're not in the business of mundane welfare work. We're not the Karmakandis. We're engaged in pious activity to uplift people. Nor do we distribute prasadam in that mood that people are hungry, so we have to feed them, and they're getting prasadam. Their problem is they're not getting Krishna. Therefore, we're interested in giving them prasadam. And we don't care if they're poor or if they're rich or they're in between. That's what Prabhupada said. Rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Everyone is poor. I'm not making it up.
Maharaj, what about the Shanti Board? I remember earlier in the years, I went to India and I went to Shanti Board with all the prasadam distribution. And thousands upon thousands and thousands upon people came. Most of them very poor and very needy.
Shanti.
Prasad was distributed from morning till night, till dusk.
You go anywhere in India and distribute prasad, and you'll have thousands of people, morning till night. I don't know what the program was in Shantipur.
Madhavendra Puri,
okay, because there was a festival connected with Madhavendra Puri, so we do Sankirtan and distribute prasad. That's our program. Not that people in Shantipur are poor. They may be Shantipur or Shanti rich, we don't care. We were going with Padyatra and doing our festival program. Then Lokanath Maharaj wanted to introduce prasadam distribution. Then the problem was that wherever you distributed the prasadam from, they just totally mob us. And so that was not because they were poor, but because it was prasadam.
Yeah.
You know, like when you pass around the RT lamp here, you know, everybody jumps on you. You don't want to be where the RT lamp is when they're passing it around, because everybody just lunges. Because it's Krishna's mercy, not because they're feeling cold.
Just a quick question in defense of what you were saying about Prasadam's use in Dallas. Obviously, the restaurant is the most, it's the core element of Prasadam's use in here. And I think we can say it's one of the most successful restaurants in America.
Yeah.
And back then, I think the concern was the leftover prasadam, so that was distributed to the people that could not afford to come in.
That's nice. Whatever is, of course, first thing is you try to cook the appropriate amount. But then, all right, what's left over, you distribute here or there. We also used to 22nd Avenue after the feast. The next day, whatever was left over, we used to go to the Bowery and distribute. And they would be very happy. And if it was a little bit turning, we would tell them it was wrong, and they'd be still more happy. Prabhupada told us, actually, we told him that. Prabhupada said we should go to the Bowery and have Sankirtan and distribute books also. And we did. And the bums were giving us money. Yes.
When my Guru Maharaj, Kamal Krishna Swami, he was speaking personally to me about this once, and then he showed me a letter from Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada said, it's in the letter's book, it's actually printed, it's one of the first volumes, it's in the first volume. And in the letter, Srila Prabhupada is making the point that if you distribute prasadam even in a temple, and you don't engage someone in devotional service, you're strengthening Maya.
Inshallah.
It's a letter that clearly states that you're strengthening Maya, and he makes the point that even us, we come here and eat and then go out, say, you know, engage in intoxication or do some mundane activity, you know, like that, then the prasadam distribution is actually putting us in Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Or what to speak of someone coming off the street. And it goes, after they come here and eat, or they go out to some free food distribution point, eat, and then go out and, you know, beg in the street and go and buy alcohol or laying out here around the neighborhood, you know, and so many examples are like that. You know, even with us, going, you know, pursuing some mundane, you know, ambition, you know, but coming here to eat for free to strengthen that. So I was wondering if you could comment on that and explain it.
Well, it seems like you've already got it down. I'd like to see that better.
Well, I think it carries a lot more weight, especially with your position and realization.
I don't carry more weight than Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you know, underlined it. So I think it's clear. You feed a person performing sinful activities, and you feed him so that he can continue his sinful activities. Our purpose is to bring a person to the level of Krishna consciousness. So our prasadam distribution is meant to be in that context, to work in that context. That you'll come to the temple and everything will be there. There'll be prasadam, there'll be wonderful darshan, there'll be friendly devotees, there'll be books of knowledge. Not that we make the material world a better place for you. That's not our job. Yes?
Clarification. So, your explanation of Prabhupada's instruction is that prasadam distribution is not supposed to be a standalone program, but it's meant to be integrated with your kirtan or some type of.
That's what Prabhupada said. Not to the emergency place, but from our temple or when we go for Sankirtan. Letter to Jayapataka Swami. That's what he said.
There's an exchange in Prabhupada where the devotees asked him, is it guaranteed if somebody eats prasadam that they'll get a human birth in their next life? And Prabhupada said, if they eat prasadam, knowing that this is the Lord's mercy, this is food offered to God with love. If they don't have this understanding, they don't even know that it's prasadam, the result is different. That their only opportunity is to take prasadam again sometime in the future. And the benefits are seen when a person has actually understanding that they're eating food offered to God.
The dream of the hippies was to put LSD in the water, public water supply. You know, so people would unknowingly all get high. So that's not, our mission is not to, you know, slip prasadam in there someplace so that unknowingly they get transformed. Our purpose is to just broadcast the glories of Krishna. And in that connection, when there's prasadam distribution, it's wonderful. I was just at the L.A. Ratiatra, they had so many packets, and in each packet, a small book was there, a little card with the mantra was there, something else, a couple other little things, and a little lollipop that had been offered to the deities. So they got knowledge, and they got prasadam, and they got the holy name.
That brought into my mind about the secret weapon thing, if you just explain that, because in that realm, they would be getting preached to, and then in comes the secret weapon.
So yeah.
That's there.
Yeah.
That wasn't my question. That was something I remember. And I don't remember my question, so.
Okay, well, that's all right. You'll come back, maybe.
Marsh, a question is coming to my mind about restaurants, about the distribution of prasadam in the restaurants. Of course, people are paying for the prasadam, so that's used to spread the movement. And like in our case, the restaurant's right in the temple, so many people do frequent the temple, or at least in the contacting devotees. But I was wondering if you could explain a little bit about the program of prasadam distribution from restaurants.
Well, you've sort of already got it, that by having the restaurant, now people come to the restaurant, and because the restaurant is part of the temple complex, then they come to the temple. So it, it works. That now they have a reason, an excuse, a motivation to come. Also, Prabhupada said that in the restaurant, kirtan should be played in a mild tune, I think, with Prabhupada's words. The kirtan is playing. So they're hearing the holy name also. And his books should be there. That was the next thing. So that you come to the restaurant, you hear the holy name, you get the opportunity to get some books. And in that way, it works together. It was meant not just as a way to feed people, but as a way to, as again, part of an integrated strategy for bringing people to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada wanted reading rooms also, that people could stop in and read. I would put the two together. You make like a cafe. That's how bookstores are done these days. You make a cafe, fast food, tasty little things that you can distribute very easily. And they can sit there and munch. And books are there they can read and purchase. All right. So many ways you can try, Prabhupada said, strain your brain to how to make people Krishna conscious. But we shouldn't overstrain it by doing the things that Prabhupada told us not to do. All right, thank you all very much. All praise to Srila Prabhupada.